So over the past week, the Ray Rice story has placed a much-needed attention on how domestic violence is recognized and dealt with, or in some cases not. That's certainly true here in New Jersey, in our legal system, as well as our legislature. We also learned that the financial state of the state continues to move in the wrong direction. Here to talk about these matters is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Dallas M. McHose. How are you this week?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
Well, let's start with the Ray Rice situation, because Rice, by the act of Atlantic County Prosecutor, I should say acting Atlantic County Prosecutor Jim McClain, was able to get into what's called the pre-trial intervention program, which allows him to go through counseling and different types of programs, and the conviction, whatever conviction you have over you, is removed from the record if you are to successfully complete the program. State Assemblywoman Gabrielle Mosquera, Democrat from Gloucester County, is concerned, and maybe justifiably, because according to the statistics, Atlantic County has placed more people into the PTI program than any other county in the state.
Yeah, this was big news, you know, and the fact that, to have that reputation that you put more people in PTI than any other county with regard to domestic violence is not a positive. And she and other legislators, I've been active in some legislation to increase penalties for domestic violence. And that's for both sexes, by the way. I don't want to single out men, because there are women that do the abusing too. But this situation, it was clear that, he filed quickly for it because he probably knew, or his lawyer knew, that it might be taken away at some point.
Here's an odd compare and contrast in Atlantic County. A woman from Pennsylvania was stopped for having a handgun. She was under the belief that her right to carry permit, which she had legally in Pennsylvania, would carry over into New Jersey, which we know it doesn't. And she was facing as well 5 years in prison. First offense. No priors, nothing on her record, squeaky clean, which you have to be to get a right to carry permit in really any state. And Atlantic County did not allow her entry into the PTI program and denied her appeal of that denial into the PTI program.
Yeah, that's a definitely, what's wrong with this picture situation. And I believe, again, another black eye on the judicial system in Atlantic County. That was not fair, and to reject her appeal of that initial request is, I think, wrong.
Should McClain be doing more than just hiding behind a spokesperson and press releases, which at least at this point is apparently all he has been doing? If he believes that he did the right thing, why not stand before cameras or even just a one-on-one sit-down with somebody and say, here's what I did and here's why I did it?
Yeah. I think he's, obviously this has gone so viral that he's probably either being told or he's afraid to face the music here with regard to coming forward and saying why he did what he did. Certainly judges have reasons for what they do. I would like to hear from both judges, like you said, in the woman from Philadelphia and in this case.
Just to give you some stats about PTI, more than 7,000 cases were closed out in New Jersey Superior Court through pretrial intervention last year. And again, it works like a probation, counseling, monitoring, but does permit the prosecutor to drop any charges once the offender does all that's required. And the law identifies 18 criteria used in deciding eligibility, includes the nature of the offense, facts of the case, whether the crime is of an assaultive or violent nature. Gee, maybe the prosecutor didn't see the video and might be having second thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
History and the
yeah.
use of physical violence toward others, and whether or not the offender would benefit from supervisory treatment. And I think, hindsight being the value of something, many people can say Ray Rice fails to qualify on quite a few of those counts. Let's move over as we continue our talk with Assemblywoman Allison McHose here on Issues and Ideas, AllisonMcHose.com, and Statehouse's NJLeds.state.nj.us. As I mentioned in the introduction, the fiscal path of New Jersey is still stuck in reverse. New Jersey budget shortfall was, in fact, $275 million worse than the Christie administration thought. And if you look at a 45-page state bond document that was filed last week, it's there was a disclosure that the budget shortfall for the last fiscal year was more than the $1.3 billion the administration had estimated. Cash collections of major state, reading from the report here, cash collections of major state revenues for fiscal year 2014 through the end of June 2014 were $274.9 million less than at such time certification was made. According to the filing, the biggest contributor to the shortfall was corporate business tax collections, which are off by $208 million, which I guess proves once again New Jersey continues to be unfriendly for business.
Yes. This, you know, is not a happy news story for me that our rating has gone down. We've done quite a bit of work to get the rating up, which is difficult. Obviously, it's more difficult to go up than down on these rating systems. Clearly, they were unhappy with the governor not making his pension obligation in time and sort of pushing it out for the future and adding to the debt. So, you know, we once again have more work to do. And he, you know, Governor Christie has said that it would not be easy to get us back on track financially. And clearly it still is a struggle.
This is what Fitch first and Standard & Poor's first and then Fitch first and Standard & Poor's this past week lowered the state credit ratings. And this was from the Standard & Poor's report. The downgrade reflects our view that New Jersey will face increased long-term pressures in managing its long-term liabilities, pensions obviously, and that the revenue and expenditure misalignment will grow based on reduced funding for the state's unfunded accrued liability. Ratings agency, which had already lowered state's credit rating by one step in April, also cited a trend of structurally unbalanced budgets, to which I believe the governor was dismissive of, more so Fitch than Standard & Poor's. And, well, is that the right stand to take, to be dismissive of someone to say, not just you're doing wrong, but here's what you're doing wrong?
Yeah, it was a pretty detailed, report and sort of filled with recommendations in a veiled way, but I think that is pretty standard, no pun intended. But
yes,
that's how they present things to us. So and clearly we have officials that take these reports very seriously and go through them with a fine tooth comb, as they should. And hopefully, maybe they will act on some of the suggestions.
This was from the Fitch report. New Jersey's economic performance continues to lag that of the nation, and a multitude of long-term spending demands are expected to prolong the achievement of sound financial operations. Fitch is keeping a negative outlook for New Jersey, meaning an upgrade of the state's credit rating is unlikely, and that also means borrowing by the state, when it comes, not if it comes in the future, is going to be more costly. And you can see the hamster on the wheel spinning around and going nowhere as far as the financial situation is concerned. Want to learn more? Want to share your thoughts on these ideas that we talked about here with the Assemblywoman, or you can bring something to her attention you think is important and she can be of assistance with? You can do that at AllisonMcHose.com. And to follow along with the State House action, that is at njledge.state.nj.us. Here's the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and enjoy your Sunday.